الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد, the author he mentioned رحمه الله تعالى باب وعيد من قال في القرآن برأيه وبما لا يعلم وبما لا يعلم. The chapter on the threat, on the threat for the one who speaks about the Quran with his opinion and about what he has no knowledge of. باب وعيد من قال في القرآن برأيه أو بما لا يعلم. The chapter on the threat for the one who speaks about the Quran with his opinion and about what he has no knowledge of. Speaking about the Quran and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something major, something great, something very heavy. Allah, he mentioned in his book, إِنَّا سَنُلْقِي عَلَيْكَ قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا. Indeed, we're going to reveal to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a heavy statement, heavy speech, full of great benefit and knowledge and light and guidance for mankind, and guidance for mankind. Al-Imam Malik, he mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, laysa fid dini shay'un khafif. There's nothing light in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to speak about the deen requires for a person to be sincere and truthful, and likewise knowledgeable of that which he's speaking about, knowledgeable of that which he's speaking about, knowledgeable of the evidences and the proofs in the book and in the sunnah, and likewise the statements of the sahaba and the tabi'een and their understanding and their way and their methodologies and their methodology and their path that they were upon, and likewise having knowledge of the principles of the legislation that are agreed upon, and likewise those that are differed with regards to understand the fundamentals of the religion and to speak based upon knowledge and light and to speak with justice and wisdom and seeking the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Discussion here is about speaking with one's opinion, the ra'i. The people of knowledge, they mention ar-ra'yu ra'yani. To have an opinion or a position is from two aspects. There is ra'yun Mahmudun wa ra'yun madhmum. Ra'yun Mahmud wa ra'yun madhmum. There is a praiseworthy type of ra'i. Ra'i literally means a person's view or his opinion. A person's view or his opinion of what he thinks or perceives to be correct and good. So one type is a good aspect that's praiseworthy. And this is one that's praiseworthy. And this is one that is based upon evidences in the book and the sunnah and is derived from the light of the revelation and understanding the principles and foundations and fundamentals of the deen. This one is praiseworthy and good, and it's allowed for those who are qualified to do so in times whenever that is needed. And as for al-ra'yu, al-madhmum, the blameworthy opinion is the one that is contrary to that, the one that is not based upon evidence or proof or not based upon solid fundamentals and foundations and the religion, and not as a means to seek the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to establish goodness. So it has been narrated from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, a wonderful statement with regards to this. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said, he was asked about some verses in the book of Allah and with regards to the Ebb, which is mentioned in Surah Abasa wa Tawalla. Surat Abasa wa Tawalla. It's known that this is a plant. But what type of plant is it specifically? He was asked about this, radiallahu anhu, and he refrained. He refrained from responding to the question. He said, أَيُّ عَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي وَأَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُظِلُّنِي إِن قُلْتُ فِي آيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ بِرَأْيِي أَوْ بِمَا لَا أَعْلَمْ بِرَأْيِي أَوْ بِمَا لَا أَعْلَمْ. And this is very similar to what the author he's mentioning in the chapter title, but rather from the praiseworthy aspect. He says, وَأَيُّ أَرْضٍ تُقِلُّنِي. What earth would hold me up? And what earth would hold me up? وَأَيُّ سَمَاءٍ تُظِلُّنِي. And what sky would cover me and shade me? إِن قُلْتُ فِي آيَةٍ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. If I said one thing, if I said something about one verse in the book of Allah, بِرَأْيِي, with my own opinion, أو بِمَا لَا أَعْلَمْ, or with that which I have no knowledge of. So a person, whenever he has no knowledge of a particular affair and he has no principles that are similar to the issue that is at hand, and he is not sure about the ruling or the understanding, then he will be silent and he will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he's intending here by ayyu ardin tuqilluni, what earth would hold me up? Meaning he's afraid that the earth would fall out from under him and Allah would destroy him in this manner. And what ayyu sama'an tudhilluni, and what sky would shade me? And he meaning he's afraid that if he were to speak about the deen of Allah without knowledge or with his own opinion, without any evidence or any basis in the deen whatsoever, then maybe the sky will fall on him. Yani meaning Allah would destroy him and punish him. Meaning Allah would destroy him and punish him. So this is with regards to the blameworthy aspect of the ra'i, speaking from one's own opinion that is free from any basis in the religion. Not a clear text from the Quran or the Sunnah, and likewise not any principles and fundamentals in the religion to base the judgment off of likewise. It would be just pure opinion and what one thinks and what one likes. So this one is blameworthy and forbidden. The Salaf, they would avoid that in a great manner. But it's also been narrated from Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu that as well in certain issues he would use his ra'i radiallahu anhu, and he would strive and make ijtihad. And from the first of that was whenever he went to fight those who apostated and those who refrained from paying the zakat. He didn't at this time have a clear text, so he used the qiyas and the analogy comparing the right of the zakat to the right of the salah. And it was Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma from the younger of the companions who had the narration clarifying the issue that he is looking for precisely. The point is that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu ijtahada bi ra'i, and likewise in a number of affairs with regards to the mirath, with regards to the fara'id and the sacred rights of the laws of inheritance, their issues were Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he would strive with the reasoning and with the knowledge that he has of that particular issue to reach a judgment in affairs that were not known to him directly, issues that would come up. So there's a praiseworthy aspect and there's a blameworthy aspect. The author here is warning us from the blameworthy aspect and is clarifying the ra'i al-qawl fi al-Qur'ani bil-ra'i aw bima la ya'lam, yani without knowledge, speaking about Allah without knowledge. So this issue here is also known as al-qawlu 'ala Allahi bila ilm. Al-qawlu 'ala Allahi bila ilm, to speak about knowledge, to speak about Allah without knowledge, to speak about Allah without knowledge. The author, he says, rahimahullah ta'ala, وقول الله تعالى, and the statement of Allah the Most High, قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش ما ظهر منها وما بطن إلى قوله وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. And the statement of Allah the Most High, say to them, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, but the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are الفواحش, great evil sins, and every kind of unlawful sexual intercourse, whether committed openly or secretly, and tell his statement, and saying things about Allah of which you have no knowledge, of which you have no knowledge. So to speak about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is from the greatest sins. Rather, a number of the people of knowledge have mentioned that it's the most severe, and that all disbelief, paganism and polytheism and innovation and deviation in the religion, it began in this manner, by speaking about Allah without knowledge. By speaking about Allah without knowledge. And it's very dangerous to take knowledge from those who speak about Allah without knowledge. And this is likewise a way of deviation. The devil, waliyadhu billah, he has steps that he leads, steps that he attempts to entice and lead the people away by way of them, and from them to speak about Allah without knowledge. Allah, he mentions, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ إِنَّمَا يَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالسُّوءِ وَالْفَحْشَاءِ وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. That you must not follow the footsteps of the devil. Indeed, he's a clear enemy to you. He only orders you with evil and indecency and vulgarness and foulness in that you say about Allah that which you have no knowledge of. And تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, that you say about Allah that which you have knowledge of. So this is from the footsteps of the devil to mislead the people, especially those who are engaged in knowledge and in worship and studying and learning and applying the deen. This is something that one he will watch out for. And he will not be shy to say, I do not know. He will say, if he does not know, or if he's not certain about something, Allahu a'lam, la adri. Is'al ghayri, I don't know. Allah knows best. Ask somebody else. Or he will say, like what has been mentioned from Shaykhuna Shaykh Zayd and Madkhari, rahimahullah, and likewise from Shaykh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, amhilni. Amhilni yawmaini aw thalatha abhathu laka. And he, give me some time. Give me a day or two. Give me two or three days. Let me research for you and check into the issue. And he come back and ask me, come back with regards to this question after a brief period of time. Let me review it and ponder and research about the issue. So a person, if he knows, alhamdulillah, he will speak about the knowledge that he knows, and he will spread that, and he will not conceal that, and he will benefit the people, and he will not be stingy with the knowledge Allah favored him with. But if he does not know, or if he's not certain, then he will be silent until, and he will ask those who know, or he will research until he finds certainty, and then he will speak upon knowledge and light. He will speak upon knowledge and light. So this verse here is in Surah Al-A'raf, and it is a well-known verse with regards to the issue that we're discussing. And the people of knowledge have derived a number of benefits from this verse. We read the entire verse. The author, he summarized, rahimahullah, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَأَنْ تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا وَأَنْ تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. The people of knowledge, they mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this noble verse, he is referring to the major sins and crimes that have been established and forbidden in all of the laws and legislations of every prophet and messenger. These affairs here, they were forbidden in the law and legislation of every prophet and messenger. And it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he begins with these major crimes and sins, and then moves up to that which is more severe and more severe until mentioning the last one. And that they go from severity, from the lightest to the greatest. But all of them are great. All of them are great. But those after the first one are greater. Those after the first are greater. قُلْ, and he say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the things that my Lord has indeed forbidden are al-fawahish, are al-fawahish, and in the plural of fahisha, meaning the great and evil sins, and in the great and evil sins, al-dhunub al-kibar, they're called fahisha, is from al-fuhsh, وفاحش الشيء يعني إذا كثر وكبر وغلظ. Al-fuhsh is something that's major, something that's great, is something that goes beyond the limits, many times in a disgusting manner. Many times it's something that will go beyond the limits in a great and a disgusting manner. And so this is like indecency and vulgarness and foulness. And many times this word is used to refer to fornication, but it's not specific to that. But it's not specific to that. Some verses may be specific to that in reference, and according to the context, but in general, al-fawahish are their major sins. The major sins that have reached, that have transgressed the limits in a disgusting manner, that are in a foul and despicable way, in a foul and despicable way. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنْ. Whether they're committed openly or secretly. Whether they're committed openly or secretly. Some of the people of knowledge, they mentioned, مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, that which is openly, meaning that which is performed with the body and the ligaments and the body parts and the ligaments. The body parts and the ligaments. وَمَا بَطَنْ, that which is any performed secretly, or that which is performed inwardly with regards to the affairs of the heart. So there are major sins that are in violation of the legislation in a disgusting and lowly manner that are great. These are called fawahish, like fornication. And likewise, there are also major sins that transgress the limits of the legislation in a major manner, that occur with the heart, like al-ujba, being self-amazed, wa-ghurur, wa-hasad, wa-hiqd, wa-shahna, وبغض المؤمنين والعياذ بالله, like having self-amazement and being deceived by one's own righteous deeds and having rancor and enmity and jealousy and envy and having detest for the believers and having detest for the believers or بغض الصالحين, having detest for the righteous. All of these are major sins, but they occur in the heart. But they occur in the heart. And they are even more severe than the ones that occur with the body parts, with the body parts. So this is what is being referred to here, and Allah knows best, beginning in this manner with these major affairs. وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And then Allah, He moves on to the next issue. وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيَ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And likewise, the sins of all kinds and unrighteous oppression, or an oppression without right, an oppression, and he transgressing the limits of others without right. So the people of not, as they mention here, that ithm, yani al-dhanub allati tujibu al-uquba fi haqqi Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, fi huquqi Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the, in reference to those sins that have reached a level that necessitate a punishment. But they're with regards to the rights of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wal-baghyu, and al-baghyu, yani al-ta'addi. Al-baghyu wa al-ta'addi ala al-nasi fi dima'ihim wa amwalihim wa a'radihim. Al-baghyu is to transgress against the people and to violate their rights with regards to their blood and their wealth and their honor and reputation. And their honor and reputation. So this portion here is in reference to the sins that are major and require a punishment with regards to the rights of Allah Azza wa Jal, as well as those sins that are transgressing the limits in a great manner with regards to the rights of the people. With regards to the rights of the people. All of this is mentioned here in these verses. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla, He moves on, clarifying the next affair, the next level of, the next degree and level of severity of sins. And He mentions, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa an tushriku billahi ma lam yunazzil bihi sultana. Joining partners in worship with Allah, that you join partners in worship with Allah for which He has given no authority. Allah has not given authority for shirk whatsoever. Rather, He has only given authority for tawheed and ikhlas. He has only given authority for tawheed and ikhlas. In the narration of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, which is hadith Qudsi, أنا أغنى شركائي أنا الشرك فمن عمل عملا أشرك فيه معي غيري تركته والشرك. That I am the one who is free and no need whatsoever of any partner. Whoever does a deed and he associates a partner with me in that action, I will leave him and his partner. I will leave him and his partner. So Allah, He did not allow shirk. Rather, He only allowed tawheed. The point is to clarify now that He's moving on to the issue of shirk. And this includes both aspects, the major and the minor shirk. The major and the minor shirk. So it's moving up now. It's becoming more severe. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the shahid, from this verse and from this chapter, that Allah, He continued after this. Allah, He continued after this, going on to that which is more severe. And He said, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And that you say about Allah that which you have no knowledge. And that you say about Allah of which you have no knowledge. So to understand here, this is the foundation and the root of all these major sins. That how they occur in this manner, by speaking about Allah without knowledge. So to not misunderstand, no doubt the greatest sin is a shirk. The greatest sin is a shirk. The most severe sin is shirk. The greatest right of Allah is at tawheed, and it's violated with shirk. وَلِيَذَ بِاللَّهِ وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. And Allah, He does not forgive that partners are set up with Him in worship. And He does not forgive the shirk. And He, for those who die upon that. And He forgives that which is lesser than that to those whom He wills. So this is the most severe of all sins, a shirk. But the foundation of that is speaking about Allah without knowledge. So from here, it's the most severe. But not every aspect of speaking about Allah without knowledge is shirk. So there are some aspects of that which are considered lesser. But because it's the root of all of these evils, but because of the root of all of these evils, it's considered of this severity. It's considered of this severity. But sometimes somebody will commit shirk and not be speaking about Allah without knowledge. But the way that that occurred is from somebody speaking of Allah without knowledge. So somebody may, for example, say, what is the ruling for someone who prayed Fajr and he forgot to make wudu? He said, no, don't worry about it, don't do it again. He said to him, don't worry about it, don't do it again. Your prayer is good. Right, like that. He's speaking about Allah without knowledge. He's speaking about Allah without knowledge. SubhanAllah, I remember an amazing affair just now about Ibn Baz, rahimahullah ta'ala. There was somebody, he asked him about what does he trim if he's making, if he makes Umrah or he makes Hajj, and he needs to trim his hair or to shave his hair, and he's bald. And somebody gave him the fatwa. He said that he should trim his mustache. He should trim his mustache. Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he began to cry. He began to cry because of the audacity of this person to speak about the deen of Allah like this, like it's a game or a joke. The man had a mustache, so he doesn't have any hair. So he asked him, what do I do? I don't have any hair. I need to shave my head for completing my sacred rites. Somebody told him, just trim your mustache. Just trim your mustache. Wadiyadhi billah. So sometimes we may laugh, and it's amazing. But Ibn Baz rahimahullah, Sheikh Ibn Baz rahimahullah, he began to cry about this affair. So this is great, amazing, speaking about Allah without knowledge. Speaking about Allah without knowledge. And this happens a lot in America. This happens a lot in America and from people who are from here. Because people don't understand the gravity of this affair and the high and lofty status of the deen of Islam. And the true reality of this religion, that it's revelation from Allah Azza wa Jal. And likewise of our outcome, and that we're going to return back to Allah and be taken to account for what we say. So we have to learn these affairs, that we will check our tongue and not say anything about the deen of Allah. Not about His names and attributes, not about His actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not about His law and legislation, halal and haram. And not about His Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the laws and legal ways, not about the affairs of the unseen especially, and not about the affairs of the seen. Likewise, without knowledge. Without knowledge. This is of utmost importance for a Muslim to discipline himself with. To discipline him and herself with. To discipline him and herself with. The author, he says, one Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, من قال في القرآن برأيه وفي رواية من غير علم فليتبوأ مقعده من النار رواه الترمذي وحسنه. And the author, he mentioned the narration of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever speaks about the Quran based solely upon his opinion and in one narration without knowledge, then let him prepare a seat in the hellfire. It's narrated by at-Tirmidhi, and he declared it to be hasan. He declared it to be hasan. A number of the people of knowledge, they have mentioned that this narration has weaknesses in the chain. And some of them have mentioned that it is hasanun li ghayrihi. Any meaning that it's accepted all along with its weaknesses and deficiencies. And others, they mentioned it's daif. But even those who mentioned that it's weak, they mentioned that the meaning is proper and correct. It's a warning and a threat. That one, he should not speak about Allah without knowledge. That one, he should not speak about Allah without knowledge, and that this is a very grave sin. And the author, he mentioned another narration as supporting evidence, and it's very similar. وَعَنْ جُنْدُبْ أَنِي عُجُنْدُبْ إِبْنَ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الْبَجَرِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنُّهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ قَالَ فِي الْقُرْآنِ بِرَأِيهِ فَأَصَابَ فَقَدْ أَخْطَأَ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدُ وَالتِّرْمِذِي وَقَالَ غَرِيبٌ. And he mentioned this narration, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever speaks about the book of Allah on the basis of his own opinion, on the basis of his own opinion, even if he is right, he has erred. Even if he is right, he has erred and mistaken. And it's not considered correct. Even he's just speaking on his own opinion and desire based upon what he thinks without ever studying or having other evidences in the same light, or having any fundamentals or fundamental principles that he's basing his judgment upon. He's just speaking from his desires and whims, and he just happened to get it right. Even then he's wrong. Even then he's wrong, because the book of Allah is greater than that. the book of Allah is greater than that a person who would just speak about it with his own opinion and desires. So even if he got it right, he's wrong. He's wrong from approaching it in this manner. He's wrong from approaching it in this manner. As for the one who speaks about the book of Allah based upon the opinion or the ra'i that is supported with other evidences and supported with principles and fundamentals in the religion and the likes, even if he was wrong, he still has a reward. And he's similar to the hakim in the Safir. He's similar to the hakim in the Safir. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-hakim idha ijtahada fa'asaba lahu ajran. Wa akhta' falahu ajrun. Falahu ajrun. That the hakim, the judge, if he strives to reach the religious ruling properly and he achieves that, he has two rewards. One for his effort and one for achieving the truth. And if he makes an error, he has one reward. One reward for his effort. So contrary to this person, here, if someone were to speak about the verses and to interpret them and the likes, based upon knowledge and light that he has, but he just misunderstood this particular issue or he did not achieve the truth, he would still be considered doing what is incumbent upon him and speaking in, according to that which he has knowledge of, but he was wrong in this particular issue. So he will have a reward for that and no sin. He will have a reward for that and no sin. And خَطَّأُهُ مَغْفُورٌ لَهُ. His mistake will be pardoned for him. As for the one who spoke about the Qur'an or about the deen of Allah based upon his own opinion and desires only, even if he's right, he's wrong and will be taken to account for speaking about the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal based upon his opinion. This narration is similar like the one that has preceded with regards to the chain, meaning it has deficiency in it. Although the people of knowledge, they mention them and refer to them because of the correct meaning that they contain. The correct meaning that they contain. So Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned this issue in a number of his works, and from that Madarij as-Salikin. And from that Madarij as-Salikin. How much time we have? 15 minutes? 20 minutes? 20 minutes, huh? Until Shuruq. We read what we can from here. I will summarize, inshaAllah. He mentioned on the, in the Madarij as-Salikin, this work here is four volumes. I have the first volume. It's in the end of the first volume on page 572. He mentions Faslun. He says, وَأَمَّا الْقَوْلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ فَهُوَ أَشَدُّ هَذِهِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ تَحْرِيمًا وَأَظَّمُهَا إِثْمًا. And as for speaking about Allah without knowledge, then it is the most severe of these forbidden affairs in prohibition and the greatest of them in sin. ولهذا ذكر في المرتبة الرابعة من مراتب المحرمات التي اتفقت عليها الشرائع والأديان ولا تباح بحال بل لا تكون إلا محرمة وليست كالميتة والدم ولحم الخنزير الذي يباح في حال دون حال. And this issue here, speaking about Allah without knowledge, is mentioned in the fourth stage in the levels of the forbidden affairs that are mentioned. And referring to this verse that we're discussing here. قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشَ. That's number one. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَنَ وَالْإِثْمَ وَالْبَغْيِ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍّ. Number two. Number two. وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا. Number three. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Number four. This is the fourth level. This is what we're discussing about. أَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ. He's saying that it's mentioned in the fourth level as a clarification that it's the most severe and the greatest in sin. And the greatest in sin. And from the affairs that all of the previous legislations and religion have agreed upon. And it's not permissible ever. These affairs are not permissible ever. Rather, they're forbidden at all times. And they're not like the flesh of the dead, nor the blood, nor the flesh or the meat of the swine, which sometimes could be permissible in certain circumstances. In certain circumstances. So these are things that are forbidden sometimes. Yani, the origin is that they're forbidden, but in situations and circumstances, they could be permissible. As for these affairs mentioned in this verse here, all of them are forbidden at all times, and there's no case in life where it will be lawful. There's no case in life where it will be lawful. So he mentioned this affair, and he mentioned a number of benefits, and we summarize for the time. And he mentioned the verse that we're discussing likewise, and other issues. He says, فَهَذَا أَعْظَمُ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَأَشَدُّهَا إِثْمًا. So this here, وَانْتَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. فَقَالَ وَانْتَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. And Allah, he says, that you say about Allah that which you have no knowledge of. فَهَذَا أَعْظَمُ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَشَدُّهَا إِثْمًا. So this is the greatest of the forbidden affairs with Allah and the most severe in sin. فَإِنَّهُ يَتَضَمَّنُ الْكَذِبَ عَلَى اللَّهِ, because it consists of lying on Allah. To speak about Allah without knowledge consists of lying on Allah. وَنِسْبَتَهُ إِلَى مَا لَا يَلِكُ بِهِ, and ascribing to Allah that which is not suitable for Him. وَتَغْيِيرَ دِينِهِ وَتَبْدِيلَهُ, and to change and to exchange His religion. To change and to exchange his religion. Speaking about Allah, this is what happens. You lie on Allah Azza wa Jal. You ascribe to him that which is not befitting to him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his names and attributes and from his actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And likewise, changing and exchanging his deen and religion. وَنَفْيَ مَا أَثْبَتُهُ وَإِثْبَاتَ مَا نَفَاهُ, and to deny or to negate that which he has affirmed and to affirm that which he has negated. وَالتَّحْقِيقَ مَا أَبْطَرَهُ وَإِبْطَارَ مَا حَقَقَهُ, and to declare truthful that which he has clarified to be falsehood, and to declare falsehood that which he has affirmed as the truth. وَعَدَاوَةَ مَنْ وَلَاهُ وَمُوَلَاةَ مَنْ عَدَاهُ, and to have enmity towards those who have an allegiance for him, and to have an allegiance towards those who have enmity to him. This is what happens whenever a person speaks about Allah without knowledge. It will lead him to have enmity towards the awliya of Allah, and to take an allegiance with the enemies of Allah. With the enemies of Allah. What do you have to be learned? This is directly al-muhad lillahi subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-mushaqa, and to oppose directly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his deen and his command. In his deen and his command. وَحُبَّ مَا أَبْغَضَهُ وَبُغْضَ مَا أَحَبَّهُ وَحُبَّ مَا أَبْغَضَهُ وَبُغْضَ مَا أَحَبَّهُ, and to love that which he detests, and to detest that which he loves. سُبْحَانُهُ وَتَعَالَى وَصْفَهُ بِمَا لَا يَلِيقُ بِهِ فِي ذَاتِهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ وَأَقْوَالِهِ وَأَفْعَالِهِ, and to describe him with that which is not befitting for him in his essence and his attributes and his statements and his actions. فَلَيْسَ فِي أَجْنَاسِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ أَعْظَمُ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْهُ وَلَا أَشَدُّ إِثْمًا. So there is nothing from the types of forbidden sins that is greater with Allah nor severe in sin. Any from the type, from the jins, مِنْ أَجْنَاسِ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ, any from the jins. And there could be one specific that is greater or more severe, but that one specific one proceeded from this type of sin. From this type of sin. So from the types of sins, أجناس نحرمات أعظمها وأشدها إثماً القول على الله بلا علم من هذه الجهة. فهمتم هذا؟ الحمد لله. He says, رحمه الله تعالى, he says, وهو أصل الشرك والكفر وعليه أسست البدع والضلالات فكل بدعة مضلة في الدين أساسها القول على الله تعالى بلا علم. He said, and it is the foundation of shirk and disbelief. And upon speaking about Allah without knowledge, upon this, the innovations and misguidance is established and founded. It's established and founded. And every misguided innovation in the religion, its base and foundation is speaking about Allah the Most High without knowledge. It's speaking about Allah the Most High without knowledge. وَلِهَذَا اشْتَدَّ نَكِيرُ السَّلَفِ وَلَأِمَّةِ لَهَا وَصَاحُوا بِأَهْلِهَا مِنْ أَطَّارِ الْأَرْضِ وَحَذَّرُوا فِتْنَتَهُمْ أَشَدَّ التَّحْذِيرِ وَبَالَغُوا فِي ذَلِكَ مَا لَمْ يُبَالِغُوا مِثْلَهُ فِي إِنْكَارِ الْفَوَاحِشِ وَالظُّلْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. He says, إِذْ مَضَرَّةُ الْبِدَعِ وَهَدْمُهَا لِلدِّينِ وَمُنَافَاتُهَا لَهُ أَشَدُّ. He said, and for this reason, the Salaf, their reprimand was severe and stern and harsh. The Salaf and the Imams of the religion, they reprimanded this issue here severely and harshly. And they called out in refutation of the people of misguidance in this aspect specifically all through the lands of different regions of the earth. And they warned from the trials the greatest warning, the most severe warning. They warned from the trials of those who speak about Allah without knowledge, the greatest warning, the most stern and severe warning. And they went the distance with regards to this. That which they did not go in reprimanding indecency, fawahish, sin, and oppression and transgressing the limits and rights of others. No doubt the Salaf, they warned from these affairs likewise. The Salaf were stern against the fusaq and those who are wicked and those who violate the rights of others and those who were falling in major sin and actions of indecency. No doubt they were harsh on them, but not as harsh as they were upon the people of innovation. But not as harsh and diligent and strong and firm they were against the people of innovation and misguidance. He says, and this is because the harm of innovation and the way that it destroys the religion and opposes it entirely is more severe. So no doubt, al-fahisha, wal-dhulm, wal-udwan, wal-ithm, wal-baghi, these things are contrary to the religion. Contrary to the religion and in opposition to the religion and great deficiency in the faith of a believer. But more severe, a greater effect, a fouler and a worse effect upon the religion, innovations and misguidance and misunderstanding and talking about Allah without knowledge. Speaking about Allah without knowledge. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said, rahimahullah, وَقَدْ أَنْكَرَ تَعَالَىٰ عَلَى مَنْ نَسَبَ إِلَى دِينِهِ تَحْرِيدَ شَيْءٍ أَوْ تَحْرِيمَهُ مِنْ عِنْدِهِ بِلَا بُرْحَانٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reprimanded the one who ascribed to his religion something that is permissible or something that is haram without any proof or evidence from Allah. فَقَالَ وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتُكُمُ الْكَذِبَ هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. And Allah, he mentions the meaning of which is, and say not concerning that which your tongues put forth falsely. You do not say as a lie about Allah, this is lawful and this is forbidden. هَذَا حَلَالٌ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ. Do not say that. Do not say that without evidence or proof. Do not say that without evidence or proof, so as to invent lies, to fabricate lies against Allah. Verily, those who invent and fabricate lies against Allah will never prosper nor be successful. They will never prosper nor be successful. So he says, rahimahullah, Ibn Qayyim, فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ نَسَبَ إِلَىٰ أَوْصَافِهِ مَا لَمْ يَصِفْ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ أَوْ نَفَى عَنْهُ مِنْهَا مَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ مَا وَصَفَ بِهِ نَفْسَهُ. So how, if that's the case, but the halal and the haram, how about the one who ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jalla descriptions that he did not describe himself with? Or how about those who deny descriptions that Allah he described himself with? And if this is the case, that those who lie against Allah in the halal and the haram, they will not be successful. They will not be successful. Then how about those who fabricate lies against him himself and his descriptions and his attributes and his actions, subhanahu wa ta'ala, by affirming for him that which he did not affirm for himself, by denying and belying that which he has affirmed for himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, rahimahullah, and he has several more beneficial statements. We summarize some more. He says, وَأَصْلُ الشِّرْكِ وَالْكُفْرِ هُوَ الْقَوْلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ فَإِنَّ الْمُشْرِكَ يَزْعُمُ أَنَّ مَنْ اتَّخَذَهُ مَعْبُودًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ يُخَرِّبُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَشْفَعُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ ويقضي حاجته بواسطته كما تكون الوسائط عند الملوك. He says, in the foundation, the fundamental of shirk, paganism and disbelief, is speaking about Allah without knowledge. And this is because the mushrik, the one who associates partners with Allah, he claims that the one he has taken as the object of worship besides Allah will draw him close to Allah. What do they say? وَمَا نَعْبُدُهُمْ إِلَّا لِيُقَرِّبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ زُلْفَ. They say that we do not worship them, our idols, except to draw us near to Allah. Similar like those today who ascribe to Islam and they worship the graves. Besides Allah Azza wa Jal, they say that they only do what they do and they slaughter for them or they take oaths for them or whatever else they do for them because they will draw them near to Allah. So they're lying on Allah Azza wa Jal, claiming that these things will draw one near to Allah and Allah did not legislate that. وَيَشْفَعُ لَهُ عِنْدَهُ. And likewise, they claim that their God that they worship, that they devote themselves to besides Allah, will intercede for them. Just like they said, وَهَؤُلَاءِ شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They say these objects, these aliha, شُفَعَاؤُنَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. They are intercessors with Allah. Just like today, those same people as well, they say the same thing. All these awliya, they will intercede on our behalf. The Prophet, he will intercede on our behalf. So they devote these actions of worship in this manner. That's not true. وَيَقْضِ حَاجَتَهُ بِوَاسِطَةٍ. And they claim that as well, these mushrikun, that the one that they devote themselves to besides Allah will take care of their needs by this mediator. كَمَا تَكُونُ الْوَسَائِطُ عِنْدَ الْمُلُوكِ. Just as the kings, they have mediators. They have mediators and wuzara. They have diplomats and the likes like this who will be close to the king, who will mediate for the people and the citizens and the others in the society to get things taken care of. So they have mentioned that those who make shirk, they have the same understanding. And this is all lying on Allah and speaking about Allah without knowledge. So he says, فَكُلُّ مُشْرِكٍ قَائِلٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ دُونَ الْعَكْسِ. He says, so every pagan, every polytheist, every mushrik, he's speaking about Allah without knowledge, and it's not opposite. But it's not opposite. Everyone who is a mushrik, he's قَائِلٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ وَلَيْسَ كُلُّ قَائِلٍ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ مُشْرِكٍ. You understand that? This is what he's telling us. Rahimahullah. So he's saying that every mushrik, he's speaking about Allah without knowledge. But not everyone who speaks about Allah without knowledge is a mushrik. But not everyone who speaks about Allah without knowledge is a mushrik. Some of them are just major sinners. Some of them are jahara. Some of them are ignorant. Some of them, they have zayg in their hearts. They want to deviate the people. And then I cite this. So there are different levels. Some of them are mushrik. Some of them are kafir. Some of them are Muslim. Fasiq, some of them are any munafiq, different levels according to what is in their hearts. So he says, إِذَا الْقَوْلُ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِلَا عِلْمٍ قَدْ يَتَضَمَّنُ التَّعْطِيلَ وَالْإِبْتِدَاعَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ عَمُّ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ وَالشِّرْكُ فَرُدٌ مِنْ أَفْرَادِهِ. He says, that is because to speak about Allah without knowledge, it consists of denying the attributes and innovating in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and is more general and encompassing than shirk. And shirk is one aspect from the aspects of speaking about Allah without knowledge. So speaking about Allah without knowledge, many things come about from that shirk, from that innovation, from that kufr, from that disbelief, right? From that denying the attributes of Allah azza wa jal, from that misinterpreting the verses of Allah azza wa jal, from that claiming something is halal and it's haram, or claiming something is haram and it's halal, so on and so forth, or claiming that this is the ruling of Allah Azza wa Jal, that it's an obligation, it's not an obligation, or claiming that it's not permissible, so on and so forth. All of this is from the aspects of speaking about Allah without knowledge, and not all of them are shirk. Not all of them are shirk. He mentioned a number of other benefits with regards to this, and we close with that. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.